Hi, this is a dictation for Soleimani Ali Sono, S-O-U-L-E-Y-M-A-N-E-A-L-I, last name is Sono, S-O-N-O, date of service 4-27-2022, date of birth 2-23-1998, date of accident 9-29-2021. This is a follow-up visit. The patient is here complaining of pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back as a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 9-29-2021, in which he was a restaurant driver and was involved in a three-car accident where he rear-ended car in front and a car rear-ended him in the back. And this caused him pain in the head as well as symptoms of TBI, which included initially nightmares, disorientation, loss of concentration, ringing in the ear, and MRI was found positive with herniated disc and bulging disc L4-5-L5-S1 with indenting the ventral thecal sac, longitudinal ligament elevation, and issue with the bilateral neural foramen and other interspinous ligament also was injured and it shows an inflammation. The patient had an injection to the interspinous ligament at L3-4-L4-5-L5-S1 and also to the lumbar epidural injection, and patient reports 80% improvement. Currently the pain level is around 6 and 80% improvement is reported. The patient reports that general activity is affected 9, work is affected 8, enjoyment of life are affected 8, walking ability 7, sleep is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that he's suffering from headaches, difficulty sleeping, fatigue. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic. He denies any loss of memory, loss of balance, confusion, disorientation. He denies any vision problem, headaches, or no vision problem or any dizziness, vertigo. Headaches are present. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, wrist, and hand, and stiffness in the neck and lower back. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, lateral swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath, but there is a moderate chest pain. The pain has improved substantially, 80%, due to all the treatment the patient is undergoing. In the last 30 days, patient denies any changes in the medical history, hospitalization, surgical history, or any weight loss. No other trauma reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine and Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. The physical examination reveals the following: that the blood pressure is 120/80, pulse is 71, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 3-24-2022, dictation number 0325-017. Along the diagnosis, plan of care is to continue all the medications. It is provided specifically Celebrex 200 milligram daily. He is provided with Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day, Tramadol twice a day 100 milligram ER. A sleeping pill is provided, ESZOPICLONE. And he's provided water and gel, a revuprazole sodium 20 milligram is provided, and lidocaine patch is provided. Fury effects for headaches, 60 tablets are provided. Patient continues to remain disabled for the work, for the Amazon only. He also is able to drive Uber. He says part-time he is able to drive as a light duty. Housework replacement, transportation is ordered. Patient will continue physical therapy 2 times, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, both sacroiliac joints and chest. The patient has a spasm in the middle of the back, and other than that, all the labs and maps have been reviewed. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time, and a repeat epidural injection will be done, and possibly interspinous injection. Thank you.